And now we return to New York City. WNYC's Arun Venugopal spent time in Brooklyn talking to Palestinians about the ongoing conflict and the way it's spilling over into life here.
Early Sunday morning, Wael Musfar showed up for prayers at the Islamic Society of Bay Ridge.
Of course, I saw commotion in the street.
It was only around 4 a.m., but this being Ramadan, there were other worshippers outside.
Then when I approached, I saw a car with the Israeli flags flying out and people exchanging epithets and screaming at each other on both sides.
A video of the episode shows the car just sitting there in the street and what appear to be a couple young men standing up through the open sunroof. There are lights flashing in the windshield and on the front grill.
They're flying flags in the face of people. So what are you doing here in our neighborhood? This is just in-your-face provocation.
Riled up, the crowd starts chanting Allahu Akbar. The NYPD showed up and interviewed some people, including the teenagers in the car, but didn't make any arrests. And even though the episode ended without anyone getting hurt, it's left people around here on edge.
This is step one.
Muhammad Asmar is 27. He's a big guy who walks around in long strides and seems to know everyone here. And he expects more incidents like this.
You know, where they come, they haven't physically, you know, hit anyone or done anything to anyone, but this is just a start. I feel like they wanted to get a feel. Okay, let's go and see what would happen if we went to the mosque and started a problem by the mosque. I think it's going to get worse and worse, and, you know, our government is not going to do anything about it.
If you wander around this neighborhood, it's not hard to find people who are now rallying behind Hamas, the political faction that runs Gaza. Men like Ayman Hussein, a store owner who used to support Fatah, the other Palestinian faction.
Gaza have been under siege for the last 8 years, 9 years. Nobody did anything. And I'm so proud of what these people are doing in Gaza. Look, they're standing against the military that the Israelis have, tankers, bombers, everything, and what they're fighting with. Small rockets, but they're still hitting and doing good.
You think it's important that they fight back?
Yeah, we have to fight back. If we don't fight back, what are we? We're going to be the coward. We're not cowards.
This is a recurring theme. A lot of Palestinians say their people have nothing left, and thus nothing to lose by fighting back. People are haunted by images shared through social media and video clips showing the most graphic violence. The killing of children is often mentioned. It's not always possible to tell if these clips are real or altered, current or recycled from the past, but a lot of the time they simply reinforce an ongoing narrative, holding on to dignity.
So they start spitting on you, beating up with the M16s and throw you on the floor.
Habib Judeh remembers being assaulted by Israeli soldiers as a teenager in the 1960s.
It's amazing what they did to the Palestinian people.
He now owns a pharmacy in Bay Ridge. He's a tall, gracious man, and he's clearly done well in America. He's lived here for decades, and like a lot of other people in the neighborhood, he thinks Palestinians have been perpetually wronged, abandoned by the Arab world, and that there's only one way out.
The solution, in my opinion, is the Palestinian has to be strong enough to claim what's theirs. President Nasser, a long time ago, said, whatever taken by power cannot be taken back except by power.
For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.